AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The man suspected in the Brown University shooting has been found dead. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez at a news conference Thursday night covered by WJAR.
An individual was identified as Claudio Neves Valenti.
Perez says he was 48 years old.
He was a Brown student. He was a Portuguese national.
Perez says video helped ID the suspect's vehicle. That was corroborated by a tip, and surveillance technology led to a Massachusetts car rental where they got
footage of this individual, as well as a copy of the agreement, which provided his real name.
Investigators believe Neves Valente is also responsible for the killing of an MIT professor 2 days after the Brown shooting that left 2 dead and 9 wounded. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. military says it conducted 2 more strikes against alleged drug-smuggling boats in the eastern Pacific. 5 people were killed. Today is the deadline for the Justice Department to release its files on Jeffrey Epstein. The records could contain the most detailed look yet at nearly 2 decades' worth of government investigations into Epstein's sexual abuse of young women and underage girls. A jury has found Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan guilty of obstruction. According to court documents, Dugan led a Mexican immigrant out of her courtroom through a private door. She did this when she found out that agents were there looking to arrest him for being in the country illegally. In North Carolina, federal investigators are sifting through the wreckage of a business jet that crashed. 7 people were killed, including retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and his family. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a newly released Hanukkah message from the late actor-director Rob Reiner.
In a recorded message, Rob Reiner urged Holocaust survivors to show resilience. The message was recorded weeks before Reiner and his wife Michelle were killed in their Los Angeles home. It was shown as around 100 Holocaust survivors gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem to light the 5th candle of Hanukkah. Reiner noted his wife's family was killed at Auschwitz. In his words, he said, "We're living at a time where what's happening in our country is scary and reminiscent of what we've seen happen in the past, and we just hope that we can all survive this and we can hold on to our democracy." The vocal critic of President Trump also said, "If ever we need to be resilient, it's now." Reiner's son is charged in the stabbing deaths of his parents. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.